back to the Fit Tribe Nation. It's been a while since I harped in on the old dieting scene, so I thought, what a better day than today. Do you know what the five words that people say before they start a diet plan that will inevitably make their weight loss efforts fail? For sure. And if you say these, and a lot of people do, I'm here to tell you it's not going to work this time either. Here they are. I just need a jump start. Do you know how many times I've heard that? A million. Everybody wants to try one of these fad diets, and they claim it's just to get their weight loss jump started. And it never works. Here's why. You come across some plan, and it could be anything. Maybe it's a shake in the morning, and then lunch, and a healthy dinner. Or maybe it's a detox for a day, and then you eat low calories for the rest of the afternoon. Maybe it's a bone broth in the morning and a salad at lunch and a healthy dinner. I don't care. It could be one of the million diet tricks out there. And they all work. Of course it does. Cutting your calories like that is always going to take some weight off. Then a few weeks go by and one of two things happen. Either you get sick of that ritual and you just fall off the wagon and you go back to how you've been eating, or once in a while, you lose 10 pounds and you think, ha, I told you, this is the time I'm gonna win this weight loss war. So you keep going. A few months goes by, and mind you, the percent of the people who make it this far is very, very low. But let's just say, for the sake of conversation, you're one of them, and you get to that magic number. Now, you're just going to slowly transition into regular eating. So you go back to some normal eating, and a pound comes on, and then two. And before you know it, a few months later, you're back to where you started. Do you know why? It's because you didn't create a lifestyle that you can live with forever. I know, you heard me say it a million times, but I got to keep saying it. You wanted a jumpstart. A jumpstart to what? Life? You cannot rush good habits. If you want to get to a healthy weight and you want to keep it off for the rest of your life, you have to create good habits that you can do forever. Not for a month or two or even a year. Forever. I have so many clients come to me and they want to see fast results because they think it's going to flip this magic switch in their mind to give up all the foods they love. I know people who have done this say, oh, but it works. I did that and I lost 20 pounds. Well, that's awesome. But how's your weight now? Did you keep it off? And if so, whatever you're doing, I hope you can do it forever, because that's what it's gonna take. We all seem to set such unrealistic goals when we first start. Either we hear what someone else is doing and they're making progress, or we try to get it done so fast we go to the extreme. I remember one woman coming to me and wanting me to print out a meal plan that she can follow to the T. We spent hours in the office creating one with foods that she loved, even threw in a few restaurant meals she could choose from if she went out just to keep her on track. Then she wanted a workout plan as well. And when I suggested she only works out 4 days a week and leaves those other three for rest days, she freaked out. She wasn't having it. Oh no, I gotta go on this cruise this summer. I gotta work out every day. Okay, this is how it went. She stayed on the meal plan great for about a week. The second week, few things came up that weren't expected, so she had to alter the plan just a bit. But in reality, she still did pretty good. Week three, she had a birthday party she forgot. Then her mom dropped off some dessert that she only makes on these holidays, so of course, she couldn't resist. And as far as that exercise goes, she sure tried for those 7 days, but you know, stuff happens. Life happens. Things came up and she'd have to miss a day here and there, and then she felt discouraged. She couldn't hold herself to this rigorous schedule for so long, and the guilt and the disappointment started to come in, and then she had that just forget it moment. She did lose some weight, but she gained it back when she went off the plan. Now, since this did work for a little bit, she stored it in her brain that this is the way to lose weight. So here she went about her life, and every few months when she had just had it, she pulled out those plans. She started it, she messed up, she stopped, she put it away. Over and over and over. 3 years later, she's still at the same weight that she was when she sat down in the office on the very first day. Now, if she would have said, "Let's go slow, let's create a lifestyle," things would have been different. And I know it's hard, and I know it takes longer, and nobody wants to lose weight and have it take a long time. They want results quickly, or they just think it doesn't work. But really, it's the only thing that does. You gotta create healthy habits, and you gotta make them your lifestyle. Now, I've exercised all my adult life. Sometimes I worked out 6 days a week, sometimes I'd only get in 2. There were times I loved to take 4-mile walks, and times I only liked to strength train. I wasn't out to create a fitness competitor's body, although that would have been a great perk, don't get me wrong. But unless you're willing to live a fitness competitor's life, it ain't gonna happen. I just wanted to be healthy and stay at this weight that's good for me. Not the girl down the street, not the one I saw at the mall, me. So that means I had to find something I liked and I had to do it forever. Well, nobody likes to do the same thing forever. So I had to change those exercises up. Sometimes I worked out with the tape at home. Sometimes I went to the gym. Sometimes I walked around my neighborhood. Sometimes I did yoga. Sometimes I mixed it all up. It doesn't make a difference as long as you enjoy what you're doing. But now we get to the hard part, the food. Anybody can control what they do for an hour at the gym. It's the other 23 hours that you gotta pay attention to, and that's the real issue. So here's where those habits come into play. You gotta start small. If I told you all the habits I created and I made you do them all the first week, it would be the same thing as handing you that plan. First of all, it's not your habits that you like. And second of all, it's too much. You're looking for that quick weight loss again. You gotta change your mind on how you look at losing weight. So we start small. We may start with adding a multivitamin and drinking more water for the first week. And I don't mean an extra glass of water with your vitamin. I mean replacing all your drinks with water, except for a few. Have your coffee in the morning, maybe have another no-calorie drink during the day, but most of the time, you're drinking water. Yes, of course, it has to do with calories, but more importantly, it has to do with health. Dehydration is common, and it can cause a ton of issues, even weight loss. So get in the habit of doing one of the easiest things you can to lose weight. Drink more water. Then we move on to a little bit bigger things. I was talking to some women in my class the other night, and we were going over all these same things. I think we all put so much thought into creating these big diet plans that we just forget the basics. Figure out how many calories your body needs to maintain your current weight. And you don't have to freak out about it, just use an average, then cut a few hundred. That may be as easy as just giving up that daily caramel macchiato or that bag of chips you've been eating at night. Boom, there goes some weight. I don't want you to have to count calories your entire life, that's for sure. But you do have to own what you eat, and most of us don't. We think we eat this many, but when we sit down and we actually take a few days to log them, most of us are shocked. I have heard I had no idea I was eating this many 1,000 times. So own it. Then, don't eliminate your favorite foods, just eat them in moderation. Who the heck wants to go throughout life without pizza? Not me. I eat it every single week. My husband and I go out to our favorite pizza place for lunch and we order it. But that night, I eat a pretty lean dinner. Doesn't matter what I make for the family, my dinner would consist of a yogurt or something small. I don't need any more because the huge slice of pizza is still with me. I mean, that's just me. If you're hungry, you can eat what you cook, but you eat less of it. We don't need the serving sizes that we're used to, and I'm telling you, America eats way too much. Another thing to remember is, as you age, you need less food. We're losing muscle, bone, usually our activity level has dropped on a daily basis. A lot of times you'll see an older couple in a restaurant sharing one entree. Sometimes it's to save money, but more times than not, it's just because it's plenty of food for them both. Especially if you add in that appetizer and a salad. I keep telling my husband, we need to start doing that. I bring half my food home anyway and rarely end up eating it. So if you wanna know the key to permanent weight loss in a nutshell, it's to stop looking for that magic bean. All the diets that you've been doing, something you don't wanna do every day, is gonna fail, period. Find or create healthy habits that you can live with and do them over and over and over, forever. It doesn't make a bit of difference how long, because there is no end. Don't look at this big picture and see what you're giving up. Look at the big picture and see where you're going. See how you'll feel. And the beauty of all this is that you finally stop worrying about what that scale says every day of your life, and you focus on the beauty life has to offer, the things that have nothing to do with your weight. And that's a feeling you just can't put into words. Stop worrying about the jumpstart. Focus on the lifestyle. I can't say it enough. Until next time.